Welcome to Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI, developer of the world's most widely used standards for sustainability reporting. In each episode, we hear how members of GRI's global multi-stakeholder network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. My name is Nora Puro, and I'm your host today. Today, we will focus on what is arguably one of the most interesting topics in sustainability reporting: digitalization. Thousands of the world's largest companies are producing an immense amount of non-financial data and releasing it publicly, but the information disclosed in these reports is not being used effectively by companies themselves nor by their stakeholders. To find solutions to this problem, GRI kicked off a corporate leadership group on digital reporting in September. In this two-year program, GRI, together with businesses, will explore topics related to data collection and management, the quality and verifiability of data, artificial intelligence, data security, and policy around it, to mention only a few topics. During the first meeting in Amsterdam, I had a chance to talk with two participants of this group, John Revis, head of sustainability at ABB, and Michelle Washer, deputy chief sustainability officer at Solvay. Joining in, we also have Alison Slater, who is in charge of the network engagement team here at GRI. So to start our conversation, I wanted to ask what you think are the main challenges of digitalization and data management for companies in relation to sustainability reporting.
So companies have so much data, a lot of financial data, but increasingly we are measuring so many environmental and social impacts of our work. And we want to make that data available to stakeholders. We need to gather it, validate it, and then publish it. Digital technology allows us to do all of those things more efficiently and make it more accessible for our stakeholders. The challenge is how to do that in the most efficient way and in a way that is relevant to the needs of the stakeholders.
The biggest challenge is that currently companies publish a lot of data, but it's locked in PDF or websites. And so if someone wants to consolidate it at industry level, at supply chain level, even for a customer or for a supplier, they need to copy-paste a lot of data. Because of that, companies need to produce a lot of different reports because platforms want to consolidate for them. And the second part of the challenge is that in reality, inside organizations, there's the same challenge. Data is coming from a number of legacy systems which are not always consolidated in the same way. And we have the same copy-paste issue internally.
These are all extremely good points. Data collection and management on sustainability issues is rapidly becoming a sophisticated practice. And the challenges that John and Michelle have mentioned are both very real for companies large and small. Just imagine trying to gather data on energy use or wages from operations in 100 companies or from suppliers in today's complex value chains. Well, we're trying to help identify a path forward that would ease the flow of data internally and make that data more valuable internally as well. But the challenges are also felt on the data user side. There is an increasing demand for sustainability information, especially from stock exchanges and governments, investors, and even everyday consumers. Data users find it difficult to compare between companies as the published data is inconsistent and not easily accessible. Well, today we're awash in sustainability data, but its usability is still limited since extracting it manually from PDFs or with artificial intelligence takes time and costs money. We are hoping we can work together with report preparers and data seekers to find solutions using digital technology.
So there are clearly a lot of challenges that the corporate leadership group is going to address. So what about the opportunities? What can digitalization offer when it comes to sustainability data?
So the opportunity from digitization is to make sure that the data is really accessible in the most relevant format for our stakeholders, whether that be for a specific interest around an interest of an NGO or for a government at country level, that they are able to take that data, consolidate it, and use it for their own decision-making.
Building on what John said, we believe that digital technology has made huge leaps and bounds in the last years, and that we should be able to harness these innovations for the advancement of sustainability reporting. Companies' self-reported sustainability impact data is a data set that is not yet complete or widely used today. So imagine what new knowledge we could open up if we could integrate this with other data sets and use it more effectively to make smart decisions that advanced sustainable development.
So Michelle and John, you have today kicked off this two-year program with GRI on digital reporting. What are your expectations for this collaboration?
GRI is in a great position because it set the standards and is also seen as a neutral organization. So together, businesses and GRI can come together and understand how we can best meet the needs of stakeholders and put together clear standards that will help all of us to report more efficiently.
GRI is for me the first sustainability reporting standard. They were the first. They're at their fifth edition now. It's very comprehensive. It's used by more than 80% of the largest companies in the world. They're here to stay. So whatever reporting becomes, GRI has to play a role into it. Digitalization is certainly an important step, and we want to work with GRI to understand better what the future will be.
So in addition to the corporate leadership group, what else is coming up for GRI in terms of digital reporting? Alison?
Well, our vision is to enable the digital transformation of sustainability reporting. Well, that's a big concept. It certainly requires the use of technology, but more importantly, it also requires a culture shift. For more than two decades, the practice of sustainability reporting has grown and developed mainly using manual processes. But by harnessing technology, we could fundamentally change the way reporting works. GRI is trying to support this transformation through our corporate leadership group, through our new digital reporting tool available online now, through our partnerships with our certified software and tool providers. But we're also exploring other possibilities. For example, could we digitize our 50,000 PDF report collection that we've gathered over the last couple of years? Or could we improve the data analytics available to companies using their own reported data? It feels like we are really on the cusp of a new chapter in the continuous evolution of sustainability reporting.
Thank you, Alison. And thank you, Michelle and John, for joining in on the podcast. For more news and information on GRI, go to www.globalreporting.org. There you will find more information about GRI's digital programs, as well as a link to subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Be sure to join us again next time. Until then, remember, it's not the report that matters. It's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.